I hope Owen Smith likes potty mouths, because happy fucking happy hour, everybody.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Comedian Owen Smith. Look at him. Look at him.
I'm here.
He's magnificent.
Oh, thank you.
Look at you.
How are you doing?
Look at you, you very white voiced,
right.
Sexy motherfucker. What?
Oh, kind of.
Your beloveds with all our beloveds.
Oh,
you
wow.
worked with Tina, with Tashina Arnold,
yes,
on Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes.
No. Oh, no. No, no. That's our girl.
Oh,
but
wow.
Okay.
Wow. I love her. I love her so much. That's
yeah.
my girl.
Yeah.
But and, you, she, and she's on the show I'm writing on now, Survivor's Remorse.
I know it. I saw that. What is that? I haven't seen it.
Survivor's Remorse. Okay. It's an awkwardly titled show. But once I explain to you what it is, you go, oh, okay.
Right, like you so, killed someone and you feel a little bad, but not that much.
Yeah. So it's like if you come from the hood and you're worth nothing, then the next day you're worth $50 million because
right.
you play basketball. You feel remorseful because you can't take the hood
oh.
with you. And now you have to survive in this new world of new money.
Right.
Right, where people, you know, walk and talk and sound differently.
Right.
And you're an outsider trying to pretend like you've been there before.
Right.
So it's survivor's remorse. And so... It's produced, executive produced by LeBron James' production company.
Okay.
So
okay.
it's loosely
I've heard of him.
Based on his experience.
He plays the basketball, I'm told.
Yes, he plays a little
mm-hmm.
hoop.
Mm-hmm.
It's loosely based on his experience, and it's basically about you know, a family going through this, you know,
right.
transition to new money.
Right.
So, but when you hear the title, it could be like, ah,
what?
But yeah. And Tashina plays the mom of the basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. That was disgusting.
Oh,
happy hour,
oh,
baby.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, baby. Let those burp. Listen, if we're going to have a burp off, I'm going to win. Right, Sean?
Oh, yeah. It's a scene that plays the mom, and
she is
magnificent.
Yeah. Well, she's just the greatest.
Yeah.
She's our good friend. Oh. But, yeah, okay, so wait a minute. And then I know you're a man after my own heart, because Sean came upstairs. I said, does he want red wine or white wine? He's like, both. I
both.
Was like, fucking A.
Bring it.
Yeah, bring it. That's what we're You're like my 93-year-old Republican Trump-voting mom. We were at a restaurant once, and the guy came with red and white. He's like, which? And she goes, both. Like, in the same glass.
Oh, snap.
You didn't mean the same glass, right? But
no.
That's what she did. She's
no.
like, yeah.
No, I wanted both.
She likes
available.
To mix
yeah.
shit. She's like, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. She don't play.
Get it in me.
That's hilarious.
So, you're fucking hilarious. Wait, we have a lot of... One Degree of Separation.
Yes.
You're a writer for Arsenio Hall, who yep. is my other beloved.
Wow, for real?
Yeah. Well,
that's
I don't know if you know, I had a disastrously failed late night TV show.
Oh.
right after Arsenio, I was on his stage,
wow.
stage 29 at Paramount,
yeah.
with his whole staff, I had a you know, African-American DJ. I think Disney thought no one would notice that I was a little lame-ass white woman. I think they just were like, okay, we're going to get all Arsenio stations and his whole staff.
Oh, wow.
So, I lasted 13 weeks in 1995. But Arsenio couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
Like, he was just, he used to call me all the time.
Yeah.
And,
Stephanie,
give me.
Yeah. That's my man. I love Arsenio.
And just give me, you know, love, because he loved my radio show.
Yeah.
And he picked me up in a limo. We got down to fucking, like, Hermosa Comedy Magic. I watch his set. We get back in the limo.
Yeah. Just one of the most generous, brightest lights.
Took me out to dinner. He was like, everybody on the way in was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And couldn't have been nicer. I'm like, so you don't ever get tired of the whole dog pound bullshit?
Yeah.
He's like.
What'd he say?
It's like, no. You know, I got paid, man.
Yeah.
These are my people.
Arsenio knows about his money. He knows where his paper is. Yeah.
No, but he couldn't have been like nicer to everybody.
Yeah,
that
man.
There was so many people doing the same jokes and the same. I was like, holy shit, how many? I mean, it was like being out with fucking Gandhi or something. We're like, Arsenio!
Yeah.
Oof, oof.
Yeah, man. Getting to work with him on, because I did the show when he came back.
Yeah.
And it was surreal because I watched, the original one. So I had a personal interest in his success. Like, I wanted him to get a second season, and we did, and then they did that weird thing where it was some lady who wasn't a fan of the show. It wasn't her show, and she just canceled it after the affiliates already bought it.
Wow.
So she ended up getting fired later.
Yeah,
but
that's
ended up
bullshit.
Landing on her feet someplace else.
Yeah.
The stuff you see behind the scenes, it was just unnecessary.
Yeah.
He was starting to get his groove, and
it was
amazing though, just watching him work, how fast his mind is.
Yeah, he is one of a kind. He is, as you and I do, when you know him personally, he's just, he is that person. He just radiates charm and joy, and
you
people just
is?
Like,
Yes, you know what the thing is about Arsenio? His memory is insane.
Yeah.
Like he was a magician when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's his magic trick with people. Mm-hmm. Like people would come up to him and he'd be like, oh, I remember you, 1988. It was Alley in Memphis. And remember that it was still a dog, and people would start crying because his memory is so clear. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, that's your movie. Goes, hey man, you know, if I was a mechanic, I'd know.
He's like a fucking politician like that. Like, you know, they say like Bill Clinton. You know, it's like they really make you feel like you're the only fucking person in the world, and they really care about you, and they know everything about you, and. I mean, how would things be different if this show didn't get canceled and Hillary got to play the fucking saxophone? What the fuck would have happened? Owen Smith.
Hilarious.
We would not be at the fucking orange apocalypse now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
This is fucking bad, man.
Man.
Orange is the new black.
Nobody,
you know what I'm saying?
Saw that coming. Hilarious. Yeah, man. Middle of the country, fucking, man. They finally won one.
The fucking oligarch.
They've been voting that way forever.
got
one in there.
What's that?
They got one in there. We'll see what
well,
happens.
With a lot of fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking voter suppression and Russia and WikiLeaks and.
But that's the thing, though.
I'm not done, Owen Smith.
We're recording
this 2 weeks before the thing. This is not done. It's not over till I say it is, Owen Smith.
Hilarious. I have a message for the American people with the whole WikiLeaks.
Pardon me. Owen Smith would like to speak to you, America.
I'd like to speak to
America. America, pay the fuck attention.
Just pay the fuck attention, America. I really need y'all to stop. You know, tripping over these leaked email things because what someone emails does not indicate what they're going to do.
Right.
Point, like women wouldn't have the right to vote. If you saw the emails of the people who had to vote on that, I'm sure they had some disparaging things to say about women.
Right, right.
Before black people got the right to vote. If you saw the email... If you saw the emails before they abolished slavery, if there were emails around,
No one went on any of their emails released to the entire public.
So why? You shouldn't trip off of what people are saying.
Just shit we've said to our exes alone.
It is what it is. You need to trip more off their actions. And so if you don't give it power, it wouldn't have power. Like, of course. You think about your job. You talk shit about your job, but you go do it.
Right.
You talk shit about your boss.
I talk my shit about my job. I'm on my job.
And you do it. You talk shit about you and you still. That's my point. It's just a weird thing to get angry about. Like, these 33,000 emails, bro. So what? She could have said whatever she wanted to say about whomever.
Right.
But it's her actions that matter and affect us as a whole.
Which she said some better shit like that. Cheeto dick? Are you fucking kidding me?
I know. Yeah.
I'm running against Cheeto dick? I've spent my whole life.
At least be funny if you're going to be saying shit does not. She needed better writers, man.
Now, Owen, I understand you've also worked for one of the Icy Puffy people, Ice Cube Film.
Yeah. I did.
I just like the idea of like the lamest ass white woman in the world interviewing you.
No, that's nothing lame about
you. Are we
you.
There yet? The Ice Cube.
Yeah, you can't sell that. You're one of the most woke white ladies.
I adore the Icy Puffy people.
Yes,
and,
they exist. yeah, but that's not true. You can't. I can see you 3 seconds.
Wait a minute. I love your new special. Uh-huh. Good luck, everybody.
Yes.
Was made, shot entirely on iPhones.
Yes.
You purchased 10 iPhones, shot the special, and then returned them.
Yes.
You cheat motherfucker.
My money back. I shot a special in 2007 when I paid for it myself.
Right.
And
right.
It cost a lot. And I was like, cameras is all about lighting. And these iPhones have come
a long
way. And I said, I bought 10 right after Samsung like robbed Apple. So they were like really paranoid, like, why are you buying 10 iPhones? They only let me buy 2 at a clip, so I had to make 5 visits and I bought all 10.
That's worth it right there.
You
deserve whatever you fucking get.
Yes.
You should get an Emmy just for that.
Yes, and you can't tell. If I didn't tell you it was shot on iPhones, you wouldn't know. And then after I shot it, I dumped the footage on my laptop and returned them the next day. And videotaped me returning them and got my check for like $17K.
But you know what?
My receipt for $17K, yeah. Real talk.
Listen, this is where we're at, and you know, in this fucking Mango Mussolini fucking Twitler universe, you gotta grab your own power.
Yeah,
and I love what you said in some interview. You're like, you know what? Fuck, I'm not waiting for some comedy executive to tell me it's my turn, and I got something to say.
Yeah.
I gotta fucking say it. Yeah. And the technology is such. And this is look at me. I'm in my goddamn.
This is fantastic. Yeah, you can't wait on Hollywood to give you permission to be great.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
you're a funny motherfucker.
Thank
like
you.
Everybody's like, oh, I gotta wait. wait for, ooh, the, you know, HBO to say, or, you know, the Carson show. Like, you know, remember back in the day.
And the business changed. Like, when I was out there, I performed in every state except Montana, and I've done all the rooms. I did all
the Trump. What the fuck do you have against Montana?
Hey, man, it just didn't work out. It just didn't work out. And then, but I did all every state. And...
What are you, a homophobic Brokeback Mountain hater? What's going on?
Never worked out. I had, but it was so funny. My next door neighbor back in the day was from Billings, and she kept. So I was like, I feel like I experienced Montana talking to you. I'm good. I don't need to go there.
Let's go do it.
And she was good people, and shout out to her. I think she's on ESPN now, as like a host or something.
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, but while I was out there doing that, YouTube came up and Twitter came up. So when I did Conan the first time, they had a meeting with me and they were like, "You're so funny. How many Twitter followers do you have?" And I was like,
"What's Twitter?"
Good. I know. How many YouTube subscribers do you have? We're interested in doing deals with those. I was like, oh, man, I'm a comic. I got good. I don't know. And so I was like, oh, shit. It. So those cats were like passing us. In a excuse me, in a way that we didn't see coming, like,
because
I didn't feel compelled to tweet my every thought, or so you had to adjust. And then once technology became so affordable, I was like, I have something to say. So the special good luck everybody, it's entirely about the journey it took me to become a man that was ready to get married. So it's basically all my single stories and what I learned and how I evolved. And it's really funny. My fiance, I was engaged at the time, so my fiance was there, and I was telling all my dirt, man. Everything, just you know, and you could see the guys relating and women relating. It was just a fun special to do. And I was getting married soon, so I couldn't wait on Comedy Central.
Only Donald Trump is narcissistic and egocentric enough to think that everyone fucking cares every goddamn stray thoughts he has on the fucking can at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, here's what I was thinking. It's like, no, fuck you. No one cares.
No one cares. That's like, what I don't understand.
I know. That's
though.
Why I was on Twitter. Who cares what I had for lunch?
Yeah. And he says he doesn't have an email account, but don't you need an email account to get a Twitter account? Like,
I
don't know. Like,
I don't know
nobody
what his deal is.
Cares. Like, he's just saying whatever.
So wait, so, you had your first kid? I read an interview.
No, yeah. We just had my wife and I, we had our first kid. We did something weird. Like, we got married first, then had a kid.
What?
Like, weird.
What?
All my friends, their kids were in their wedding. And we're the first, like, what? Like, what? My son's going to be like, where was I?
So traditional and square.
Yeah, we have a 4-month-old son, man.
Wow.
Kingston.
Kingston.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Are you going to have a trio or just the one?
My wife is talking about maybe having another one. Like, one day she'll go, I think I want to. And then the next day she goes, I don't know why I said it.
I don't.
So I'm with her. Whatever she wants to do, I'm with it.
But and she was cool with the whole special about all your dating?
Because when she met, when we were dating heavy, all my material was, you know, about that. And then I met my wife and it just like put a stop in it. I was like, yo, I can't do this material anymore. So let me put it in context to how each dating experience helped me learn something that made me mature enough to be
able
to
way ahead
talk
the curve.
Because I basically had to learn how to communicate and talk, you know, to another person on an intimate level, like forever. So I had all these shallow stories. Oh, okay. I learned from that one.
Right.
And they were all, you know, it just became.
See, I used to hate when people would say that. Like, didn't you learn a lot from this? I'm like, yes, I learned that you're Satan.
God.
That's
what
I learned.
Hilarious.
That's what I learned.
And that. So, yeah. So that was the special. It was fun to do. And then it got a great response. And, and so now, you know, I'm about to do an album now, I think. I want to do an album. I want like a classic album.
Oh my God, look, he's making a square
I want to go
record.
I want a record.
Whatever, grandpa.
Yeah, I do. I want it. I want a record so when my son can be like, you made this, and he'll blow the dust off of it. Put it on.
This?
Yeah, find an old record player and listen. That was funny.
That's
all I want. Yeah.
But so, and your son's how old now?
4 months.
4 months old.
Well, he'll be 4 months January 9th.
And you use months until they're like 17, I understand. I don't have kids,
you know.
But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But okay, that's great.
Yeah, it was something I don't know. It just gets foggy. I don't know if I was going to do it or not. You know, I was at the stage where I was starting to date women with kids. Like, oh, I'm going to have a kid already.
Right, that's fine. It's already happened. Not my fault.
Yeah. And then, you know, this happened. Like, both my wife and I, we were both a little older. Like, she was almost like, I'm gonna just be an aunt for the rest of my days. And we were like, oh snap,
right?
We could do this. And so,
right.
It's very new. It's awesome. It's incredible. I'm tired all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
It is worth it. It is a thing that.
I feel like I need to spoon you. You seem a little.
Yeah. You know what it is? I was talking to, because, you know, all my comic friends, they don't have kids yet. So they're still trying to, like, grasp it. Like, what's it like? What it is so that I'll be holding my son on my lap and I'll be watching something on TV. And he'll put his head in between me and the TV and make eye contact with me.
Mm-hmm.
And for that moment, like, he's all that matters.
Right.
And I don't know.
Well, unless it was like the Super Bowl.
And then you got to
launch that fucker across the room.
You got to learn, kid. Yeah. But he'll start cool.
World Series?
Start talking to me. And I'll be like, yo. And we'll just do that. And when we look up, 20 minutes could have gone by, an hour. But it's just, it's like those moments. It's great. I get it.
You're lost to us now. None of us have kids.
You don't have to.
Whatever.
Yeah, you don't. Listen, this is enough people already. I was very selfish. It was all ego.
We have another, speaking of, we have one degree of separation to your manager, Barry Katz.
Yes.
Was my next door neighbor in the early 90s.
In Malibu?
In the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, no. In the Hollywood Hills? Yes. Oh, man, I love Barry.
He and Alan Murray and Jay Marr rented the house right next to mine.
Hilarious.
When I came out here, in like, I don't know,
1991. Now, where are you from originally?
I'm from Buffalo.
Okay, cool.
Wait a minute. We have another degree of separation. You went to Notre Dame.
I did go
My dad, Dame. My niece, my brother all went to Notre Dame.
What?
Wait, are you a Catholic man?
No, not at all.
What? How did you end up in Notre Dame?
I grew up in Maryland, and my mom made me write letters to all these schools to let them know about me, because I mean I wasn't getting like the exposure I guess that I needed, so I wrote a letter about my resume, what I've been doing. And
what had you been doing in high school exactly?
I don't, you know, it was the fog. I did a lot of stuff. I mean, I
you were a nerd,
basketball,
obviously.
I was kinda, but yeah, I'm corny. I'm a corny black dude now, just because.
But you got a degree in finance from Notre Dame, so you're a fucking nerd. You're a fucking nerd, man.
I guess. Yeah. But I knew I was going to be a comedian since I was 9. So I honestly got my degree from my mom.
What was the fucking thing with the finance? I'm going to be an accountant.
I always did like money hustles. Like I sold candy in high school. I used to wash and wax cars when I was in elementary school to get jeans.
So that was just like a con. I'm going to get a finance degree from Notre Dame.
I had, when I was at Notre Dame, I had no desire to, I knew I was going to do comedy. And that wasn't a major. So I was like, let me get this degree.
You were just fucking with Touchdown Jesus.
That's
what you were doing,
You know what it was?
You were just like, you know what? Fuck you.
You know what it was? Like, I knew I was raised by a single mom, right? Before it was popular, like, be a single mom. And I knew the degree was important for her, right? So she would be a successful parent.
This was a con for mom. This was a giant grift.
It was my bargain.
Yeah, mom, I'm going to be an accountant.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm going to be a comic, but I got this degree for you. So here you go. And so I didn't know what to major in, but I was always kind of good at math and good at thinking of business stuff.
Right.
So she was like,
grifting.
Why don't you find it? So I did it. And it was cool. I learned money doesn't exist and all these cool things, and made friends for life. What was cool about Notre Dame is it was the first time, because it was only 2% black, but it was the first time I was in a room with other black people whose parents had the same values as my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a room with other black people with white names, other black people who were told, do your homework before you go outside.
Right.
Other black people who were told, pull your pants up, you know, say please, excuse me, thank you. It was only 2% of us, but we all had that same shared experience growing up. So we couldn't pretend to be thugs. It's like, come on, man, you ain't a thug. You were raised to look people in the eye.
You're like, whatever, Urkel.
Yeah, no,
get to math class.
Yeah, Urkel was like, Urkel was like the fucked up version of, because nobody was Urkel, because everybody had their own swag, but we were raised with those values, right? And you don't see that in the black community, because we're all trying to be cool, because you want to get whatever the girls like. So we all pretended to be drug dealers and all that crap.
But, I'm a rapper.
Shit.
I'm actually a mathematician.
Yeah. Nah, man. I'm Will Smith, man. I'm when Will Smith was rapping. You know what I mean? I'm not gangster rap. That's not my shit. You know, I leave that to somebody else. But I'm smiling on my driver's license picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm genuinely happy.
What did your folks do in Maryland? Wait, you were born in Jamaica?
No, I was born in the Bahamas. Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah. And wait, and so you...
Yeah, and then my parents, they split up when I was 9 months old. Ooh. And so my mom took me from the Bahamas and flew to Washington, D.C. We lived with my aunt for like 2 months, and then she moved to Prince George's County, Maryland. And my mom worked for the government. She worked for the government for 30-plus years.
Wow.
She was she worked at the Department of Interior, but when she retired, she was working at Marshall Service, U.S. Marshall Service,
okay,
in
all
Virginia.
Right. All right.
She was at close to the Pentagon when 9/11 happened and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You worried?
Yeah. Couldn't. Yeah. But yeah, so she used to want to design clothes, and she was like a runway model briefly, and that was her dream.
No wonder you're so hot.
Yeah. But then she had to.
Oh, Owen. Come on. Own it.
But then she had to do.
That's why Owen sounds like Own It.
Hilarious. I never heard that before. And then that's my new stage name.
Yeah.
Own It. Come Own on, It,
baby.
Smith.
Come on, baby.
It's hilarious.
Come on.
See, that's
on.
What she used to do.
Come and on, then, baby. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Then she just started, you know, doing what was necessary to pay the bills and pushed all her, you know, sacrificed everything so that I would.
Siblings?
No, only child.
Oh, wow.
Only child,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Only child, but not spoiled because I traveled doing comedy. Yeah.
That's weird that you're not a total dickhead.
Yeah, when you in fucking Appleton, Wisconsin, don't nobody care about you get unspoiled real quick. You better get along.
Totally would have called you for a total dickhead. But no, you're... So wait, so how'd you get to Notre Dame? What happened?
I ended up, they sent me a letter. They mm-hmm. got my letter. Asked me to apply. I had a guidance counselor that told me, "What you gonna apply there for? You ain't gonna get in there." And so
that's nice.
So that
that's
made
a nice
me.
Guidance counselor.
Oh my gosh!
You fucking loser.
Well, it's like fences. Like everybody in my neighborhood, they could only see as far as they could see. Right? They didn't think you could do that. They didn't think, I didn't even know where Notre Dame was. I thought it was in New Hampshire. I knew they had a football team. Nobody in my neighborhood knew. They thought it was in Baltimore or whatever. When we found out it was in Indiana, we were like, "Yo, that's the
Indiana.
Home of the Klan!" Like,
what the fuck,
yeah.
What the fuck?
They scared us. Like, that's where the Klan came from. You better be careful. And so I applied. I got into Princeton, Notre Dame. Didn't want to go to Princeton because all my family's from
fucking
Jersey.
Smarty pants.
Yeah.
Nerd.
I did what was necessary so I could do what I wanted to do. I really.
Right.
You know, I know. I want to know. I wish I was as hungry. I mean, I'm more hungry about like actually understanding what I regurgitated in high school. I was a very good regurgitator. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, that was all right. Well, I got it. All right, I got it.
And but, you were like,
I just think I'm going to vibe.
Here it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Here it is. Yeah. No, you're obviously really fucking smart. That's fantastic.
I just watch people, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I used to do.
But you, I mean, I was reading, you know, a lot of your... you know, your political stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was really interesting. you said Bernie Sanders should have run 20 years ago.
Yes.
I feel like people love Bernie, but they're afraid to vote for him because they don't really believe he can deliver all that he promises
from
within the system. Bernie Sanders is like a Prius, a good idea, but you don't want to get stuck behind one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, 20 years ago, Bernie would have killed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, his ideas were fantastic.
Yes,
but
and still
felt like
are.
I felt like
are.
Everyone was they were emotionally. I gave money to his campaign. I was excited about this cat, but I knew that when people got in the voting booth, they were like,
yeah.
And I was like, man, what's that? Where's
You're
that
like,
coming
really?
From?
All those Trump people chanting "USA" are going to vote for a 75-year-old socialist Jew? I don't.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I mean, that's what I hate about this Monday morning quarterbacking. Oh, this or this would have happened. Yeah. I mean, you said one thing I agree with. You said, I wish Hillary supporters would have come out of the closet.
Yes.
I live in L.A., land of the bumper sticker. I haven't seen hardly any Hillary bumper stickers.
I
love this. Hillary's like a Chuck Lorre sitcom. Nobody admits to watching them, but every week he's number one.
He's number one. Oh, man. I'm funny. I didn't know. I forgot I said that. Yeah, because you rip and stuff happens so fast. You just get up there and you express. Yeah. Yeah, nobody was admitting to it. It was so quiet.
Yeah. No, a lot of people have written about that since then.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I was very passionately for Hillary.
Yeah.
And I'm like, It's not just that she's a woman. She's the most qualified candidate we've ever had run. And I'm going, no one has run against this much goddamn rat fucking.
Right.
Really? Well, WikiLeaks, Russia, the FBI, voter suppression, cross-checking. Yeah. Like, fuck you. And she still won by 3 million votes.
Yeah, she still won. But we're in the age of distraction. So everything that you just, everything that matters. Like, you're great at your craft, right? But that doesn't matter. Like, if you went to the Yale School of Drama and you are a fantastic actor, you can still lose out to a reality show because it's busier. Right. These people are cheaper.
I got a degree from USC Theater. Listen, I got into Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But I went to USC to get my degree in theater to end up in my basement.
Yes. Right. And so it's a weird time. Like, people who actually know what they're talking about, it's less valued for some reason.
Right. But you said some interesting things in this interview. You said, which I've said before, you said Trump's great for comedy, but for the country, not so much.
Right.
I can't wait for him to appoint Omarosa.
Yeah.
He fucking just appointed Omarosa.
I called it. I'm sad that I was right. Yeah. Yeah.
You say to all the candidates, I say, good luck, everybody, which is coincidentally the name of my comedy special.
Yeah, I had to be a whore. I had to try to promote my comedy special. It's available. Yes. On SmithLive.com.
Yes. So now tell me about Everybody Hates Chris, because our beloved, Christian Arnold, but Chris Rock.
The best. That was an experience I've had. It made all my choices as a kid to want to be in his business. It was perfect.
Right.
I mean, I laughed hard every day. The environment was just. It was just great, man. And it was like everybody I ever grew up watching on TV ended up on our show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I got to talk to them or work with them.
And,
or write something for them. And it was just a fantastic time, man. You were watching Terry Crews, learn who he was eventually going to be.
Yeah.
You see this pro like Tashina Arnold just.
She's a fucking force of nature, man.
Goodness. I mean, she's the embodiment of just honesty, which is something that. You don't really see. Like, when you meet her for the first time, she looks you right in your eyes.
Right.
And she's deciding if you're full of shit or if you're... And she'll treat you either way. So it's like a self-check-in, you know? So I was honored that she allowed me into, you know, her space. You know what I mean?
Right, me too.
And she's just, you know, phenomenal. The kids, man, Tyler James Williams, Taquan, little Amani's grown up. Like, everybody is doing okay. And
right.
It was just a fantastic time. Ali LaRoy was his first time running a show. And so it kind of ruined me in a way because Ali operated with the best idea wins. And so when you work on other shows, it's some, you know.
What are you working on now? NBC, Sebastian Says?
I was an actor on that. Yeah, I booked that. I booked his best friend, but it didn't get picked up. NBC passed on it. But it was, so... The I'm writing on Survivors of Morris now. I act in it too, but I'm mainly a writer on that.
And yeah,
I'm developing something with Warner Brothers and LeBron James's company. So hopefully that'll happen. I'm really excited about it. But it's in
he's
the
basketball
stages.
Player, correct? I'm just
yeah.
I'm just doing that lame ass wet wound shit the whole thing.
But you can't sell that, Stephanie.
He plays
the
thing
cool.
with a ball.
Stephanie, you're too cool. You know, it's an insult to corny white women everywhere.
Yanira, who's my producer who booked you, she just said, like, she met you way back when. She's like, he's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh. And I just fucking love that. I love when people that deserve it and are smart.
Thank you.
That happens too. Because, God bless you. You're really. What is your mom? Is your mom, like, so fucking proud? Or...
Yeah. Okay. I thank Russell Peters for that because he plucked me to open for him for, like, a 6-week stint. And the tour ended at Radio City Music Hall. So we did 2 sold-out shows.
Wow.
And my mom lives in Jersey, so she came to the show in New York and sat at best seat in the house. Saw 8,000 people.
Wow.
Laugh at her son, like, have the crowd in the palm of his hand and, like, she was proud before then, but that kind of was like a full circle moment. Like,
yeah.
Because when I told him to do comedy, the Bernie Mac actually helped me. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
Oh.
Because my mom, Bernie used to do a show in a room like this size in Chicago.
Right.
And he would have a full band on stage. It was called Miltroneers, and he would have 2 comedians and 2 singers, and I was one of the comedians. And my mom came to visit me in Chicago, and she came to the show. And afterwards, Bernie talked to my mom for over an hour. right? Wow. And that made her like my biggest supporter. But she was still, you know how the generational thing is. And then seeing the Radio City Music thing, and then, you know, the incremental, you know, successes of
right.
His, yeah. And so now we, that, you know, I'm married and she has a grandson, and I've knock wood, have established this, you know, well, I can consistently work. You know, she's very happy. You know?
She's in Maryland still?
Yeah, no, she's in Jersey. She retired and moved back to it. Right. She was born in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Okay. So she is there.
Yeah. And loves her her grandbaby.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. He knows her voice, too. He knows grandma's voice. I call her, put on speakerphone. He just starts smiling, and that makes her month. Told you he knew my voice. I told you.
Sean, can you confirm this? He's incredibly well-adjusted for a comedian. I had a lot of comedians on Happy Hour.
Oh, you know, that's hilarious.
Most
yeah.
people are, you know, listen, you're drinking red wine. Most people are sober. They don't have kids. They're divorced.
No, I got my shit, man. I can tell you I don't want to bring the show down, but yeah, I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
What's the point of life?
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Listen, I you know, my parents were married for 40 years. My sister and brother-in-law got married, engaged on the third date. So did my parents. My parents were married 40 years till my dad died. My sister and brother-in-law married 50 years. Wow. No, I never thought like my path would be this hard.
Oh, wow. No, let me tell you something, though.
Yeah, I know.
My wedding day was the first time I saw my parents touch.
And you were how old?
40.
40. Okay.
First time I saw my parents touch. Wow. You understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
I started crying, right? I never saw that. Always separate rooms, always separate.
Wow.
Never saw them touch, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Two people that made you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it
you're
was
like
weird.
You had to have touched at one point because
yeah, of
you know.
Course. I mean, yeah, unless you threw the shit across the room. But yeah, my and so
like a t-shirt.
Like and my wife caught it. My wife was like, "Oh my god, I've never seen them. They held hands and walked down the aisle together after we were married." And I was like, "This is fucking me up right now.
It's fucking me up, man. Now I'm gonna cry. I wasn't gonna cry, but now I'm gonna
yeah,
cry.
Yeah, I didn't cry at the wedding,
and
but
I personally think men shouldn't cry unless they're kicked in the balls.
Hilarious. Yeah, or any black man over 60, they cry all the time because they can't believe they made it that long, and they're so emotional. Like I called my dad now. You know this commercial about toothpaste got me fucked up. Black men over 60 cry all the time.
This is what just fucks you up about Obama. You're like that.
The last grown up.
That photo op of like the first black president having to welcome the guy fucking endorsed by the Klan into the White House.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. But that's the history. You got to understand, Stephanie, this is a young country.
Yeah.
240 years old, according to Hillary Clinton. So everything with nothing that's happening surprises me in that context.
Yeah.
Right? Like we're young, we're in charge because we got that nuke, but we doing young people shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We brag. We keep saying we're the greatest country in the world. That's what everybody says. But then you want to get mad and say that they're illegal immigrants over here. Well, that's what happens if you tell everybody you're the greatest country in the world.
Right, right, right.
People going to want to come over here. Like, you can't have it both ways. Like, when I get a flat screen TV, I move that shit in at night because I don't want people knowing that I got some new shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't create these false problems and then go, these people say, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Trump saying he wanted to build a wall, that ain't new. China did that shit 2,000 years ago. That's
not
new shit.
Right.
But we're so young. Like, we're just, that's how I have to look at it so I don't, like, go crazy. We're just doing young people shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, somebody was saying, like, we got to rise to our generations. Like, remember the abolitionists. Remember the segregationists. Remember the, you know, and go, like, we got to fucking rise to our generation's challenge, and this is it.
Yeah, but President Obama was elected, whatever. What was he, 46, 44?
Right.
Where's the next 40-something-year-old? Like, why was everybody running, touching 80?
Everyone the cast of Cocoon?
Yeah. Like, what's the gap? Like, what happened? Like, when did... So I think that this is necessary just to wake so many people up and to let them know that they matter, and let me learn some shit and be passionate about something and figure something out. Because people were just thinking, you'll do it. And that's because we're so distracted by all these toys that we have.
But I'm so, like, so furious at people that treated this president with unprecedented disrespect and racism, going, oh, you know, come on. Just like give him a chance and get over this and work together now. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah. That's
fucking Cheetolini.
That's the part
fuck
that's
yourself.
Not fair. Yeah. That's the not fair part of it all. Like, you get to be an asshole and then say, get over it. It's like,
yeah, I mean, Donald Trump, when we're recording this, Donald Trump said today, you know, he called Chuck Schumer a clown and then said, oh, come on, let's work together. It's like, fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. He doesn't know. He's about to have a weird, I don't know, his first year is going, well, no, because he has the House and Senate. So he still might be.
I'm not
protected.
Even sure we're getting to the inauguration. Just hang on.
Hilarious.
Hang on, Owen Smith. I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, what have you heard?
I saw a lot of shit, man.
I saw that Snowden movie, man. I want to get rid of all my shit, Stephanie. I'm telling you, man.
What sort of shit, Owen?
Email addresses, get off social media, put this phone. I want you, when you meet me, I want to be like, this is it. You ain't going to get in touch with me.
You're lucky to see me right now. Just in person, unless you run into me in person.
Right. You can't send me no emails. You can't text me. Nah, I'm out. Yeah.
So, crazy. Owen Smith, give us all hope that are not married yet, all of us in this room. What? Oh. So, your special, obviously, was about, your dating.
All the women I've loved
all
and lusted
to all
before.
The girls you've loved before?
Pretty much. Loved and lusted. Yeah.
And, so tell us some shit from that and how you got to where you are now, happily married with a child.
Man.
How do we get there, Owen?
You
please help us.
Have
please
got
help
to
us.
Be.
Help us, Owen.
All right, this is
please.
What if you, first of all, it's where you're looking. I'm going to tell you, Stephanie, where you can find a husband. I don't know.
No,
where
I'm gay, so.
Oh, that's right. Just, you are.
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
Fuck. Then
all right. Whatever. Just
either.
Fucking,
it's still
a part. Right. Just edit.
Love is love is love. That's so I'm going to tell you where you can find.
All right.
Your person.
Yes.
NPR events.
Pardon me?
NPR events.
NPR.
NPR events. Don't go online. Don't go to church. That's a bullshit hustle. Don't go. And I believe in all that, but I'm just saying, we know how to play the religious game. Oh, you believe? I believe. That's bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. Fuck that.
Don't go to clubs. I mean, that's where the emotionally unavailable.
NPR? Is that an
actual
NPR place?
Events.
Oh, NPR events. Okay. All right.
Because it's nothing but a bunch of listeners walking around, people who are going to be engaged and interested in you, and you'll be able to make a breakthrough because it's not about the first step. It's about being able to be intimate with somebody, right?
Okay.
You got to start with those NPR. It's not pretty. It's not sexy. It's not going to be. It's going to be.
Okay.
That's my advice.
I loved your tweet. You said, I'm in a restaurant in L.A. Everyone's looking at the election on the TV like they're watching a bad car accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we still haven't recovered. We're all just like, wait.
It was a social 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how many people have said, I feel like after 9/11, did this really happen? Is this really happened to our country?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
I felt so bad, like, for everybody. Like, I can't do racial humor right now on stage because L.A. is shook. Like,
To our core, man.
Yeah, they're not ready to laugh at that shit yet. You got to do, like, relationship shit and happy shit right now because they motherfuckers need to heal. It's scary. It woke up a lot of people.
Yeah.
In a weird
way. You said another great thing I loved. Weak men need to put women down to feel strong. Yeah. That's what I think a lot of... That's why I'm doing the Women's March, January 21st. And Frangela and John Fugelsang and I are doing Sexy Liberal in D.C. January 21st. Because I'm like, this guy's a fucking misogynist sexual predator.
Yeah.
And you're right. That's a weak man.
Yeah. All day. And who's our leader in chief? You know? Hopefully, you know. We'll see, man. I mean, it's interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting, and it's going to help. What do you say? Like, well, I don't know what the phrasing is that I'm looking for, but the positive side is that I'm starting to see the humanity in people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, people are not. It's not so much about them. You know, in certain things, I'm seeing people actually go, hey, man, you all right? you know what I mean?
Trust
like
me, here in Hollywood, there's just a bunch of shell-shocked liberals walking
around. Yeah, walking around.
Okay?
You all right?
Are you okay?
You need anything?
I'm like, no, I'm not okay.
Okay. So we'll see what happens.
I hope that this is still not going to happen. I really do.
Oh, my
God. I am forever hopeful that this is not going to fucking happen. I'm just,
I love your
optimism. I feel like they're going to fucking prove something. Treason conflicts of interest, something.
Oh, people are saying he may get impeached, you know, once he gets in.
Can you be impeached before your inauguration? Maybe. Oh, that's new. You know, the good news is our food's here.
That's great. But it's going to be two Trumps. It's going to be Trump Tower Trump and White House Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump Tower Trump, he had all the black dudes go say what's up to him. Kanye, yeah. Jim Brown.
What was that?
He's like, hey, what's up, baby?
What's up? Black people
shit.
Being used for photo ops.
He
what the fuck?
Shit. Hey, man, you know, I was talking that shit. It's going to be cool. But then the White House Trump is going to be something else, you know.
Oh
well,
God.
See, that's my guess.
Exactly.
Trump Tower Trump. With,
well, you know, Kanye, I hate to say it, but you're like, are you crazy? Oh, yes, I just got out of the crazy. like, fuck, man, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I keep saying don't normalize this. Don't let him use you for photo ops. He ran the most racist, sexist, horrible, hateful campaign in the history of our country. Don't fucking normalize him.
Yeah.
Don't go get a photo op with him, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still want to know like what they talked about. Because a part of me feels like Donald Trump is an actor.
Get mommy's wallet, because mom, they need cash. Thank you, sweetheart. Everything's good. Just get mommy's wallet.
He's a personality, right?
Yes.
Part of me feels like...
Yes, that's great. Just give them cash. Thank you.
He's a personality. He survived in Hollywood, you know, this long.
Yeah.
And I don't think... And is his daughter's Jewish? His grandkids are Jewish?
Oh, they're not really Jewish.
Well, she converted... I don't think you get to be where he is by believing those things that it, you know.
Right.
So I feel like, or he just knows how to turn it on. When he's standing in front of a black person, he knows how to do the shake. What's up, man? You good? Oh, man.
What's up, Don King?
Yeah, y'all seen Bay back and say, you know, yeah, I love most. Y'all seen, I don't know. But I feel like he's more aware of what, you know, he basically reality showed us. Like, he was he was on Survivor. He goes, I'm going to say whatever
like
I got to say.
Before the inauguration, yeah. Ashton Kutcher is actually going to come out. Do you think I want to just come out fucking say, like, where you've all been punked?
Ah!
You think Ashton, come on.
No, I was hoping
Isn't there a choice?
I was hoping Donald did that when he got the, when he won. I thought he was going, man, I was bullshitting. I was hoping he did
punked.
That. That's
Look
funny.
Look at that.
That's so funny.
He's like, bam.
Nah, it's happening, man. This is it. He's the exact opposite of President Obama.
Right.
I heard some guy say, like, where, you know, President Obama was calm, this guy's rough. Where, you know, President Obama was cool, this guy is, you know, tumultuous. And,
yeah.
And, you know, he's the exact opposite. So that's the tenor of a young country. Like, we've been.
Right. The first black president has to welcome the guy endorsed by the Klan.
That's how it always happens.
Has to, in the house built by slaves.
Yeah.
He has to. Okay.
Yeah. It's like Jackie Robinson, what, broke the color barrier, right? But
right.
Then, the, what was it, Reggie Dover, the second dude that got in, who got right. who had less press coverage, I'm sure he was called way worse. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think his was easier. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right. Yeah.
It's just how change works, right? People feel like we got to get this guy. But then
You know what? But you're like Obama. You're like an Urkel fucking nerd, Notre Dame math nerd that's exploded on the comedy scene.
Hilarious.
Here you are.
Yes, finally, our time.
We love you, Owen Smith.
Thank you.
How do we follow you and support you?
Oh, man, every Sunday I'm doing a show. I have my own show, Owen and Friends at Westside Comedy in Santa Monica, 9 p.m.
Okay.
I took over when Neil Brennan used to do it with Brennan and Friends. It's Owen and Friends. We have a live jazz band. It's a whole live experience.
Oh, shit,
ain't no DJ
man.
Shit, and it's dope. We got like three or four of my friends, and then I close it out. Sometimes I host it. It depends, but we're doing it for the entire month of January.
Yeah.
Then the second and fourth month of every.
Okay.
Every second and fourth week of every.
How do we get your specials?
Go to owensmithlive.com. Everything is there. You can get both my specials. Owen Smith Anonymous is like free on YouTube. It's the most expensive demo tape ever on YouTube. And I did that in 2007. And then Good Luck Everybody is available on Vimeo, on demand or whatever it is. And, but you can get it on my website, owensmithlive.com.
You've made me go from gay to question, even though you are a straight married man with a new child.
Ah, that's hilarious.
It's all
Let me run it past my wife, see what she thinks. And then
I bet she's hot.
Yeah, and Owen Smith For Real. Then the number For Real is that's me on all social platforms. And, you know,
We love you, Owen Smith.
Love you. I'm honored to do this. Thank you, Steph.
Let's do this after party, baby.
Oh, man. Have me on here with Tashina. It'll be crazy.
Yeah. Get her over here. Love you, Owen Smith.
Love you.
Happy fucking happy hour.
Yes, yes.